Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio.
Every Tuesday night. 8 to 9.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more.
Every
PD
Tuesday.
Radio. Every Tuesday. 8 to 9. Let's go. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Productions. Let's go.
Okay, party people in the house.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad. Chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Peace the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitting to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, word the mother, brother miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy is 8-bit, the eyes smoke tint, rap terror, four chrome and terror. Shoot fly by the rivers, the fifth and conspicuous. Bad boy 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suits fill the room. To whom it may concern, junior mafia's the click. Act up, I have my honey total bustle.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
Thank you.
CD Radio coming at you like that this evening. That was Total featuring Biggie, Can't You See? What you guys know about that? Y'all know nothing about that. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another fun hour with PD Radio. I'm your host, CEO Tam, a.k.a. Miss PD, and I'm joined by my handsome co-host, producer, and eardrum therapist, Mr. Black.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I know who it is. You know who it is. Like I said, we going to be here every week. This is PD Radio. I want y'all to call in. That number, if you don't know it, is 646-478-3599. Call in, talk to us, and we're going to get it on. So what we got for me?
Learn the number. Use the number. Just do it.
Right.
Tonight, that we are excited to share with you guys an artist on the rise, one to watch. When he's bigger than big, you could say you heard him here first on PD Radio. Tonight, we welcome talented Canadian star KL, who will join us the second half of the show. But starting the show tonight, me and Black want to talk about the BET Awards. And we have a little opening act that's going to come in and bring the show in right for us. Let's bring them in, Black.
Let me see who we got going on.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, BET, are you ready? Don't go hard, you can just try to find me. That tank can find me. What's winning me to do with this style like this? It's a piece of man. If I go hard, not check trade. I'm an adventure, big A. Flick the hot catch on the aisle. 800 games, big fury, baby. Don't go hard, don't care. In the field, I take care. Don't go hard, I'm gonna feel. When I was young and hip, now Kanye, Jay-Z, 2 Chainz, Weezy, Nicki, Rose, Breezy, Jesus, don't go hard, I check pray. I get paid. Check pray. Don't go hard, I need crazy. He get paid. I get pray.
That spike in the booyah so small.
Yeah.
On my wallet. 7 feet tall.
Oh.
He got game. Show you how to ball.
Oh.
Think course night. Argue with the car.
Y'all go hard.
I got to cut it right there. I'm sorry. I got to cut it right there because that's going to bring us to the violation. That's going to bring us right into the violation.
What's the violation, Black?
It's Spike Lee.
Oh. What about him? You didn't like his skirt he had on.
He should have known better.
That opening act was crazy, though. I loved it. That was crazy. Sam Jackson. They looked like two drunk uncles at the cookout trying to get their shine on. They were just too funny. They killed it, though. It was hilarious. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, definitely good.
But Spike in that skirt, though, with his little not me. Come on now. Spike no better. I'm a little late. Well, I want to talk about Usher. His singing, he sung live. Man, Usher was on point. He sounded great. He nailed it. The red shoes, though, wasn't feeling that. But his singing, he killed it. That was your second violation?
Yeah,
you didn't like the shoes? Donnie Simpson, didn't he look good? It's like Dick Clark. He don't age. He looks hella good.
We think he's good, too. My man came back, you know, after, 13 years after doing a live performance? D'Angelo came back. I mean, you know, I had to give him props. He had a nice jam session. I definitely was jamming to, you know, the vibe he was putting out. So I got to give him props on that. I hope that, you know, his next project is definitely, you know, a great project for him. So good to see him that he's back in action.
He's super talented, and he killed that performance. You know, I know a lot of people commented on how he looked, but when you listen to him perform and you watch him, I mean, all the rest of that goes out the window. The man is crazy. He was crazy. He killed it. You can't take that from him. But it's funny because after his performance, you know, Sam Jackson was like, all the wet panties. Everybody needs a minute to dry off. But then they panned over to, huh?
Nah, see, he put a lot of people out there on that one. That was too funny.
That was funny. When they panned over to Nicki Minaj, though, she looked like she didn't even know who D'Angelo was. She just had a look on her face like, huh? Like, who was he?
Yeah,
that turned me off.
I got to ask the people something. Maybe it's just me, but I thought Chaka Khan looks like an older version of Nicki Minaj. That's just me. If you look at her in the face,
she does.
Y'all need to watch the film, rewind that TiVo, whatever y'all got. However you do it.
Now we know how Nicki going to look when she get older. She's going to look like Chaka Khan.
That was kind of cool.
Let me find out they related. Let me trying to sweep that under the rug. Let me find out. She gave her up for adoption. That's a little bit too spooky. About Melanie Fiona, she was crazy. Her voice was like.
Definitely love her.
Her voice was incredible.
Yeah, great vocal, great range. Always looks classy. You know, she definitely represents, so. I give her a lot of love.
Yeah, she was good. Kevin Hart was funny. The Hollywood Husband, funny as hell.
Oh yeah, the skits was off. Yeah, they was on another level. They were too funny.
Yeah, that was funny. That was hella funny. I can't wait for that to come out. But how about when he was doing his stand up though? Jay-Z and everybody else was looking at him like he wasn't funny. They was giving him the face. What was that about?
I don't know. Could have been a little inside something going on. So, you know, who knows? Oh, man, I think we got
like they wasn't feeling him, though.
Yeah, I think. Let's see if we got a caller who wants to talk about the BET Awards. Let's see what we got out there. The PD Radio, who we got going on the line here?
This is Infamous. I told you, every Tuesday, I'm calling. I'm calling.
Uh-oh.
What's up, people? PD Radio, CEO, and Black. What's going on, peoples?
Hey, Jess.
What's going on? No, last night I missed the BET Awards, but I'll be like those folks that missed it. We'll be TiVoing it tonight.
Yeah, that was Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a couple days late then.
Yeah, it definitely had some good parts to it, definitely.
Okay.
But Valerie Simpson, she was a nice surprise to see on the show. She sounded really good, but I'm sorry. I had to call her out, though. Why she had the flyaway bangs, though, and she had her braids in a side ponytail? Like, no, Valerie, no. That was so wrong. The bangs were everywhere. You don't put your braids in a side ponytail. It just was not working. Why her people let her go out like that, I don't know. But that was just wrong. But she sounded great, though. She sounded excellent. And Busta Rhymes, he looks good.
Yeah.
One word, though. Buff.
Looked good. Busta Rhymes, like, he did a couple cycles. I don't know if he looked good.
If he was
trying to play an extra for the Hawk in the next Avengers. That dude, he was just a little too big. Come on now.
He on his flag, white beater.
Nah.
He was too big. He was
too big.
He's getting his buff on, all right.
Yeah, definitely. What else happened? Who won? What about the Lifetime Achievement Award? How was that, though?
Yeah, I
saw
that on the news. Yeah.
Tank, Tyrese, and Faith, they put it down. And then when Maze hit the stage, man, I was in here jamming. I loved it. That was a great tribute right there. Yeah, that was great.
Oh.
So was the Whitney Houston tribute. Monica's voice was like, whoa. Her voice was perfect.
Definitely got much respect. I think one thing I was looking for, the whole show, I'm thinking, you know, Samuel Jackson, he going to slip. He going to be like,
describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
I mean, I don't know. I saw it. He was going to come out with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he stayed cool.
Yeah, but Sam Jackson got his diva on with all the outfit changing. No.
Yeah.
That was too much. Not for a man. Not, no. Yeah, he changed. After every commercial, he came back with a new outfit. That was not cool. I didn't like that. Not for a man, anyway. A woman, whatever. A man, nah, you doing too much. I ain't like it.
That's the new thing now, you know. In and out.
That's just my opinion. So what about the winners of the award? Like, do you think it's rigged? I think they put in there whoever they want.
You know what? Some of it seemed a little, you know, I don't want to say the word, but kind of tainted. You know, some of the awards, it was too predictable. I thought some songs had more, you know, no, more buff than others, you know, throughout the year that probably should have won, but it seemed like they gave it to the veteran or the most likely person who you thought was going to get it. So, it, I don't know, it's a little too predictable, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, I still enjoyed it, but I thought some of the awards could have went to, you know, other artists out there, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. How about right now we go on to a couple more songs? Let's go into Craig Mack, Flavor in the Ear, followed up by...
Craig Mack, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary joint.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy joint.
Just like Uniblab, robotic kicking flab. Flavor bit of batter, chitter chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet you buy shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into anti-matter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody disagrees that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kick it out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees, and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Folks smoke and leave your brains booted. What's bad, MC? With stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That thing that you can outdo my 1-2 that sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip, boy, all the time. And the boys around me kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No blade could ever dig a grave. Hold the back, the power packing black, make it see man crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Hi, back to dope with more hope than the Pope, but for MCs more knots than rope. I'd like to break it down, down breaking, forsaken laws that MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Craig Mack is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my actions, that the max and the MCs stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy. Watch the MC not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Flavor in your ear.
Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking brand new flavor in your ear. Max brand new flavor in your ear. Ha!
I'm saying, kid, it's only right to represent where I'm from. East Coast, bottom line, but I represent
wherever I go. I be on the west coast, we be getting high. I'm with the fellas who poop on the line. When we lose, big and tight. Every day, you know how we do. My man pretty new as I bless with the rest of my New York City crew. As we continue to bring you the flame, representing LB from the cradle to the grave. Now how's that one time for your mind? From what I write down the line, give sight to the blind. I'm coming through with my clip. What you gonna do when shit gets thick? Is you gonna start your running and hiding? Is you gonna start your slip in the side? Man, I thought you had this game in the sack. Call the track. Put me in, gave me the time to react on. Whoever comes in my path, to cut that ass in half, make a feel of rap. Yeah, yeah, all day. Any volunteers down to lose their career. We fears no fear. Legal drugs up coming through, that's the deal. Beyond 9-5, I'll be fam, keep it real. It's hard to sleep, walking on the fucking street. Go 9-4 feet, and even my wife cheat. So I got to tally up and get it on. Get it on, work is on, work is on, shit is on, shit is on. I must represent for my fam. Real niggas get rich, and bitch niggas scram. To the day that I die, LB. From the year 95 to 2G. One for the money, two for the life. Three for my people when the struggle getting by. Four, two sing like the freaking die. Music makes me high. One for the money, two for the life. Three for my people when the struggle getting by. For my fam. All my niggas doing biz, all of my shorties on their own raising kids. To all of my people who can't see that we made it, niggas know the deal, under real, this is greatest. Put it to the left, who's the first one to get it? Leave your mind in it, stay the shot when I hit it. Run up on niggas who be fighting and shit. Hey yo, that's word of mine, get that job for my family. Nobody wants sin and nobody wants style. Smoking cheese, hitting cheese, that's what we's all about. Try to put it on them for the year, 9 pounds. I represent my town, show them how I get down. L-O-S-T to the B-O-I-V. South Ozone group, old family. I'ma stay free to the day that I die. Going pretty loose, big, nice and freaky tie. Hey, yo. One for the money, two for the life. Three for my people's in the struggle getting by. Four, you sing like the freaky tie. Music makes me high. One for the money.
Guys enjoyed that selection. Before that, we played Craig Mack, Flavor in Your Ear. So, Black, I want to throw a couple things out there that I saw.
Okay, what you
recently.
Got for me?
I saw something that I thought was interesting. It was just something I saw online, and it says something about during our lifetime, we will eat about 60,000 pounds of food, which equals the size of 3 elephants. Mm. Is that crazy? When you hear
that
it like
crazy.
That, that sounds crazy, right?
Hey,
like
you
we
know,
all should just be big
longevity
fat and
is a mug.
What is that?
I said longevity is a mug. I mean, you know, the longer you live, the more you're going to eat some. Just the way
when
it
you
is.
You hear it like
some
that, though. 60,000 pounds, the size of 3 elephants. That's crazy. Sure. We just greedy.
But, I mean, and that brings me to another good point, too, you know. And this is, you know, if something was to happen on U.S. soil, are we prepared, you know, are we in the right mind frame? Are we in the right shape physically, mentally? Are we prepared for a catastrophic event where we had to either, you know, flee the country or something like that? You know, how many people out there can say, you know, I'm prepared? No one's prepared.
How many? Nobody's prepared. You know, we're supposed to have, like, emergency, you know, packets and things like that and emergency backups, and nobody has that. Nobody. I can't name one person that does that I know personally. I don't.
Exactly.
I don't even have it. I always say I'm going to, you know, stock stuff and keep it in my truck just in case anything happens, but I never do it. Well,
yeah.
If something crazy does go down, like, we just going to be looking like lost puppies because, you know, we're not prepared.
People
you know,
can't
we
keep
should have
that.
The... Exactly. People can't even.
Not going to keep tools.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's something to think about, though. You know, we talk about it, but we never do it. And that's something to get on. You know,
oh,
and
yeah,
the way the world
is
going now, like, you just never know. You never know when something is about to go down.
Never know. But I got another violation, though.
Uh-oh.
Something that came up, you know, during the BET Awards, because I know that's, you know, we got a little theme going on here. And I got a little violation on the youngins, you know, throwing a little shot at Lauryn Hill. You know, that was kind of, you know, out of bounds. That was out of box. Yeah, you know.
Who was that? Violent behavior, now. I think it was, that little young group.
Yeah, you got to, I think, you know, that's something that I've seen a lot is where, you know, young artists come in and they feel like because they're what's hot right now that they can disrespect the people that have done it, lived it, you know, and now they may be going through something. I don't think that's correct, you know. We're all human, so everyone makes mistakes. But I got to say this, too many of you black folk out there, artists, movie stars, not paying your damn taxes. What the hell is that? Come on now. Come on.
Yeah,
hey, Uncle Sam.
That makes me wonder, too. Like, you know, is it the people that you have surrounding you taking care of your business, or is it just you? That's not cool, though. You're making all this money, and you don't even pay your taxes? That makes me feel some type of way. Because I got to pay mine. And y'all make way
crazy.
More than me.
Definitely crazy. But we want, you know, we want you guys to call in 646-478-3599. We got a hot show, rest of the show lined up for you. We got KL going to be calling in the second half of the show. We definitely want to bump his track. You know, we want to make sure he's in the building before we, you know, we play that track and get him on live. We want to talk about, you know, music, life, you know, just the grind and everything like that. So we got a nice show coming for you guys. And just because Lauryn Hill is on the mind, we're going to go on to a little track, a little doo-wop, that thing. Give her some love.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame. Listen, I'm the most the king, yo, by the thing,
called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man?
Yeah.
You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't that? gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out the rims. Come again. And his hymns and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packs pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement, the pretty basement. Claiming that they did a bit, man. Need to take care of their three and four kids. In the basement court case when the child's from fourth place. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silence, man. The punk men, the violence men. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Back at you. This is PD Radio. Back at you. Want you guys to call in. This is our number, 646-478-3599. Definitely press 1 to talk to the host, CEO Tam. So we're going to
yeah.
take it a little.
Got a message
here.
From KL. He's having a little trouble calling in, so he's still trying. He's saying he's, you know, he can't get through, so hopefully it works out for him. But he is trying, so.
Definitely. We love that energy. Got to keep trying. And we're going to keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
What you got for me, Black?
Just a little bit. I was just thinking, I came up with a little list in my head, you know, 5 reasons for a man to lie.
Wow.
That could be a violation
be
in itself.
I'm ready to hear this.
Right, it could be a violation in itself, but just roll with me on it. Okay, so. Number one, you know, you about to go out, you're on your lady, you're on your wife, you're about to go out.
Guys getting dressed up, you know, you're all looking good. This is a classic one, and your wife, your girlfriend, how do I look? Do I look fat, or is my stomach sticking out? No. How come they just can't say, how do I look? You can just give
the answer. And just say, baby, you look good. You look nice. You look great. Fabulous. No, they got to throw the monkey wrench in there. What you do, folks? You got to lie. I mean, if you don't, it's going to be a cold-ass night. So that's up to you. But you got to lie. I don't know what you think, CEO. But do you want to hear the truth or do you want to hear, you know, a compliment? You know, how do you want that to roll off?
Well, to be perfectly honest, no woman wants to hear the truth. I'm just going to keep it real on that. We don't want to hear the truth, but I prefer it. That's my personal opinion. Women don't like to hear it. If you have on a dress and you say, honey, do I look fat on this dress, you know, in this dress, you don't want to hear him say, well, yeah, you do. You don't want to hear that.
How come it can't be half and half?
But me, I'd rather you tell me because I'm going to rely on you to make sure I look good when I go out because I'm representing you as well as myself. So don't lie to me and tell me I look good when maybe I don't. But that's just me. That's just how I see it. That's my own opinion. Tell me the truth.
Well,
I can handle it. I may not like it, but I can handle it.
That may be a violation, but you know your lady. Use precaution. It's up to you. You can tell the truth if you want to, or you can lie. That's up to you. I'm gonna let you handle that one. My second one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
My second one. Now. You out chilling, you witness a crime or something like that, you know it's one of those crimes where it's going to be involved.
Cops going to ask questions, you witness this thing, they're going to take you down to the station.
They need a formal statement. It's going to be out, you know, crazy. Do you, A, you know, fess up and be the good Samaritan and go down to the station, or do you lie and say, I ain't seen shit? I'm going with
lie. I'm going to lie.
I'm going with the lie. Because I'm going to be on YouTube posting that shit. So that's how you need to roll it down. It's up to you. That could be a violation. I don't know. You going with the lie, CEO?
Yeah, I'm going to lie because I don't feel like being bothered. I mean, if it's something crazy, you know, I may. But, no, I don't feel like being bothered. But I think we got somebody waiting to come in.
Uh-oh, I think we got our man here. We got KL. Hold on, let's switch gears again. All right. This is PD Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, KL.
What's good,
you
man? I got through. I feel special now that I got through, man. You guys got so many people calling on your line. Damn it.
I know.
We're glad that you got through. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Thank you for having me, man. I'm glad. As soon as my manager hit me up, said you guys wanted to have a talk, I was excited, man. I like your guys' show, man, so I was excited to talk to you guys.
That's awesome. I want to just say thank you for coming on the show, and I'm really feeling your single, Born to Be. That's a hot song. I really like it.
Oh,
so
wow.
How did that come about? You feel like you're born to be? Born to be what, KL?
Born to Be, I think basically the basic concept of the song is basically just saying we're all born to be something big. We're all born to do something more than what we really think that we are supposed to do or something. That's really what it is, man, for people to maybe think just a little bit bigger. I'm personally a person that strongly believes that music is the closest thing that can get to people's soul, like more so than anything else in entertainment. I think music gets to people's soul more so than anything. So I really want to create music and create songs that get right to people's soul and can make them think a little bit bigger, you know what I'm saying? So I think Born to Be is kind of has that message. So I'm excited about the single. I'm glad you're feeling it over there in Jersey.
I'm
glad you put that out there because a lot of the music, you know, is lacking that message. It's lacking that soul, you know, that voice, you know, that we need to hear, you know what I mean? So I'll definitely applaud you for that, and I'm loving it, definitely.
Thank you, sir.
And I see you describing music as social justice hip-hop. What is that about? Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that what hip hop is kind of missing, like in this exact moment, man, is really something that was kind of really strongly there in the 90s and even more so in the 80s, was that music that's really uplifting, trying to get back to the culture and make people think that we can uplift ourselves to a higher place. I'm trying to make the listener think bigger. That's really what my concept is with my whole life and my whole album, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that I'm kind of on pace with that. So when I say social justice hip hop, man, it's really giving the music the social justice that it deserves. That's really what the concept means of that. That's kind of the artist I like to to feel I am. You know, I feel I change. I feel everything kind of changes. Sometimes you want to make a club banger. Sometimes you want to make a song for the lady. Sometimes you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
But I really would like to have some sort of message with my music, and I feel that's what I am. That's what I stand for.
Wow.
I love that. We definitely need more of you in the business, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you. Y'all are sweet.
Wow. I know you work with some big names. You work with Nas, Snoop, Rihanna, Boyz II Men, Flo Rida, The Game, Eve, Method Man, everybody. That's crazy. Out of all these people, though, who did you enjoy working with the most?
All the artists you just mentioned right there, like I pretty much got to tour with them when they came up north to Canada, right? That's really the time
mm-hmm.
I got to interact with them, and I think the person that I feel I probably left the most inspired or the most driven afterwards would probably have to be Nas. I think he said a lot of things that were kind of thought provoking to me and kind of made me feel a lot more motivated. You know, in terms of just I guess just crowd-pleasing things, like in terms of seeing a big ocean of people and a big sea of people. We did a show with Akon and Rihanna, and I think that's just inspiring in itself just to see how many people actually show up to see these people, you know what I'm saying? I think that's inspiring
mm-hmm.
in itself. But in terms of actual knowledge that people gave to me, I think Nas actually probably gave me the most knowledge face-to-face that I feel I actually applied to myself and my career.
Wow, that's wonderful.
That's
he's one of my favorites, Nas.
Yeah. I think he got to be one of everybody's favorites. He's got to be.
Yeah,
oh,
how could he not be, right? Yeah.
Right.
Who would be the ultimate artist for you to collab with?
Ooh, that one's tough. The ultimate artist for me to collab with, I like to shoot for the stars, so I'm a fan of people like Jay-Z. I'm a fan of people like a Nas or a Kanye West, you know, and I would love to collab with those guys because I feel I like to learn from the people that I work with. I think the difference between just a person that listens to music and a person that creates music is a person that listens to music is listening to music to relate, whereas a person that creates
mm-hmm.
music is listening to music to learn. They want to kind of learn new things and see where they can go with that. So I like to learn when I'm with someone in the studio. So I'd like to just be with the greats, be with the people that are so up there in the game, and I could learn from their experiences and their life. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, okay. Wow, you're on point. How did you even get started in the business?
That's kind of crazy. My idol, my biggest musical idol is Michael. Obviously, Michael Jackson. You know, I think if you do music and you don't want to be like Michael, that something's wrong. And I actually did a Michael Jackson kind of tribute, almost like a little dance I did for my high school talent show when I was in high school. And then a sound crew. That was running the whole western side of the country at the time, actually seen the performance, and they asked me to run with them for a bit. They wanted me to MC just at their club night. So I was actually too young. I was 17, but they were pretty much sneaking me into the club just so I could rock the nights with them. And they actually ended up throwing concerts. So what they did is they said, yo, we kind of need an opening act too. So, you know what I mean, you kind of rap, but I didn't really have no songs or anything. So I was pretty much rapping over other people's beats. But they said, yo, you kind of got it. So let's run with it, and you could be our opening act for all these shows. And they actually ended up bringing a whole lot of artists through Canada, right? So I got to get on a lot of shows. And that's pretty much where I got my jump off. And then I got the buzz. I got the feeling. I didn't want to do nothing else. I knew that this is what I wanted, and I ain't going to settle for less.
All right. You're opening up for Snoop, I saw earlier. You're going to open up for Snoop on July 15th at the Cowboys nightclub?
Yeah. On the 15th. We actually, right as I tweeted that, right as I posted that up, I actually just got the phone call right there from my man,
mm-hmm.
named DJ Carve out here. They got a couple tracks on radio out here that I'm featured on. So he actually gave me the call and said we got the okay. So this is actually my third time touring with Snoop up here. But every time he comes, he really, really shuts it down. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but these white people up here, they just love Snoop. So they'll every time it's sold out. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever
so
you want.
Wow. That's all right. Now, you're saying the Cowboys as in the football team? Or...
Oh no! The nightclub is called Cowboys. That's the name of the spot.
Oh, okay. I thought it was associated with Dallas Cowboys. Okay.
No. I would definitely mention that.
Okay. Well, what's ahead for you, KL? What can we look to expect coming up from you?
Okay. Well, we just got back from Toronto. We just finished shooting the video for Born to Be, actually, which I'm kind of excited about. I don't know if you guys heard of my man Beat Merchant. He actually produced the track. He's made a lot of tracks for a lot of people. He's a Juno Award winner, been nominated for a few Grammys. He's from Toronto too. He's behind the record, and the video is crazy. I'm real excited for the video, man. It really embodies kind of what I wanted the images to coincide with the lyrical content, you know, and I think we did that. So I'm excited for the world to see that. The track's on iTunes, you know what I mean, so everyone can go get it. And then right after that, we got another single that's going to come real soon after we give Born to Be some time. But it's a banger. Mm-hmm. It's a real banger, and I'm excited for y'all to hear it.
Wow, I'm excited to hear it as well. I can't wait to see that video.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to send it to you first. I'm going to send it to you first, Shorty, for real.
All right. Okay, I love that. So you big time. You big time. We get to say we had you here first on PD Radio. I love it.
Man, I'm never too big for PD Radio, man. You guys are big time over there, man. And a lot of my Twitter followers, a lot of my fans on Facebook are from Jersey, man. And a lot of people just been hitting me up like, oh, you're going to be on PD Radio, so we're going to listen. So I know you guys got a big following out there, man. So I was excited to do the joint with you guys.
We're trying to work it out. I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, for sure.
What producer, you know, as an artist, you know, what producer would you love to work with to kind of, you know, bring you to the next level? Or, you know, what producer, what style just brings out that vibe flowing and you just feel like you just unstoppable?
Right. I'm in terms of me, I'm a real fan of feel good music. I think feel good music is something that you could put on at any time and can get you through a hard time. It just makes you feel better if you're in a good time, and it just kind of uplifts your soul. So I think
right.
to me the king of kind of feel good music, you know, when you for college dropout and late registration is Kanye West. He kind of just makes that music that he said he tries to make music that is happy and sad at the same time. Which is almost like graduation music, which is what his whole theme was, right? Because so I feel that's just what it is. I think that's what gets right to people if they can't really figure out if they're happy or sad on a song, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Bring that next drama to a track that has hot flow, definitely.
Right.
All right. I think what we need to do is we need to bless the people with your track.
Oh, shoot. Okay. If that's the case, man.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce your track. We're going to let it flow.
Okay. Well, you know, for all my people in Jersey who tuned in today, I appreciate it, man. We're going to be out there real soon. We're going to do some shows out there. This is my brand new single, man, KL. It's called Born to Be, featuring my man Voice from Montreal, and it's on iTunes right now. So check it out right here on PD Radio. You heard me?
Yeah. All right.
I remember saying that I'ma rip this game apart. Your boy done came up now, and I done came up hard. I was the brightest kid, but when it's dark I roll. I left that corner store, ran through that park I stole. But I done made it work, I played my part, my role. This is my sweat, my tears, this is my heart, my soul. And everybody wanna know me, see what I'm like. And I'm like, my time right, I'ma run and get that limelight. And we don't do this to astonish one another. And yes, I am the vomits and the comments of my brothers. I may lie to one girl, I may be honest to another. But I gotta make it big, I made a promise to my mother. And I heard him say, I'm always on my grizzly, y'all got me so confused. I'm always keeping busy, I'm never known to lose. So y'all can show respect, I think y'all know the rules. My first big tech, I called my mom to let her know the news. And y'all can laugh if you want to, but don't you. I got that shit to find your dreams and haunt you. And yet I want to get up on you till you sing my song too. And paint that picture perfectly so you think I know what you're going through. Yeah. The crimes that can't commit it, I block that thought, nobody better case it, they admit it. And this game has been so harsh, but I stay committed. Around the way I heard them say, they heard that Kaden did it. So I tell them,
my business is right. Just for my baby. Baby, baby,
Hey, yo, I wanna sing too, man. I don't give a damn, man. Look, shawty, let me use your phone. Gotta let my mama know that I done took a leap of faith, Geronimo. And she like it, shawty said that she like it. Say that they like it, so I'ma be doing something right. Let me use your phone. Gotta let my mama know that I done took a leap of faith, Geronimo. And I'm faded, and they say that I made it. Hate it, say that they hate it, so I'ma be doing something right.
Yeah. Hey, yo, B Merchant, we got one, man. I know they gon' like this. Yeah.
From KL featuring Voice, Born to Be. I love that song. Great song. Great song.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed
that.
I'm still sitting here dancing in my chair. I love it.
Thank you.
Great song. Yeah. I want to thank you so much, KL, for taking the time to call in and talk to us tonight. It really means a lot. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing, you know, big things coming from you.
All right, thank you guys for having me, man. It was fun, man. I'm glad I got to release the record with you guys, and I know Jersey's just gonna love y'all, man. Jersey's gonna eat you guys up.
Oh, thank you, everywhere. I want you to before we let you go, I want you to tell the people how they can connect with you. Where can they hear your music? How can they contact you? Twitter, Facebook, what's up?
Absolutely, man. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at KL_promo, at KAYL_promo. You follow me on Facebook. It's at KL Music. It's facebook.com/KL Music. Make sure you put KAYL Music and not just the letter K. And you can check out a whole bunch of my joints on YouTube. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/District5ENT. So there it is, man. You can check out, follow my movement through any of those places, man. So it'll mean a lot, man, if you check out the music, man. That's what it's all about. That's why I do what I do, man. I really want people to hear me. So just get to the music, man.
Wow. Definitely want to have you back on the show
because next time you come on the show, I might have to put you on the spot for a little freestyle. I got to do it to you.
Oh, shoot. Okay, you know I'm down. I'm always down, man. We always down for on the spot, man. So you guys just let me know, man. I'll make sure I clear my schedule, and I will be back to TV Radio.
I love
it.
All right, you keep that music coming for us, KL.
You have a good night. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, man. Much love, y'all. Peace.
All right. Have a good one. Woo, off of that, we're going to just hit you in the head just real quick. We're going to go back because why do or why don't we fall in love?
Hey, Marie Ludacris remix. We sipping on a little bull with the orange label. Hershey syrup from your lips to your navel. Head coming off the table, I'm willing and able. And love it when you get mad after. Then I'm wiping you down with warm rag. I'm rich, how did I do it, man? I'll take them under. It's cause I roll traps with Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. So tell me what you need, cause it's so important that I make you feel good like Billy Bob Thornton. Come on. We'll meet as one. I'll fly from New York to L.A. and beat the sun. My other woman never listened when I wish she would. But I wonder, can she hear me now? Good. Tell her I'm a king sipping Captain Cream. Your heart's jumping like a rabbit on a trampoline. She got pretty feet, big lips, mean body. I spiced up her life, made her Josephine Johnny. She chippy drop, wobble wobble and shake shake. And every time we jump in the sack, she can't wait to unleash the fury. Scratch my back, then I'm pulling out her hair like track for track. See, I'm an eight figure, but we can ball above. So I'ma disturb the peace, you can fall in love. I'ma disturb the peace, you can fall in love. Yeah. Luda.
That's what I'm talking about, that PD Radio coming at you guys. This is how we do it. I just want to say, man, I'm checking out, you know, KL's work on the MySpace District 5, and I'm loving this song, K and Ace. It's Dream World Snippets. Y'all need to go and check it out, man. It's killer, so the boy got
Shout scared. Out to KL for calling in tonight and chatting it up with us. We really appreciate you, young brother. You're awesome. He's very humble. I like him. He's definitely one to watch. Definitely.
And I know you guys is ready for a little, if you're not already barbecuing, it is 4th of July. The only thing, it sucks because it's on a Wednesday, but what can you do? You got the day off, handle that. Definitely grill. If you want, send us some photos of you guys grilling. You can hit us up. Email us anytime at poeticdesignsradio@gmail.com. So
everybody have a good night. Be safe. PD Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 8 to 9.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to PD Radio.
Every Tuesday night. Tuesday night. 8 to 9.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more.
Every
PD Radio. Every Tuesday.